Hello, it's Rev AOL, the Soul Healing Coach, and thank you for tuning into the Soul Healing Coach, the Coach's Corner. I am so excited about all the new things that are happening. I tell you what, God is just continuously being good to all of us. We just want to give God praise and honor and glory for where His name is due. So today I really wanted to talk to you about what happens when your vision or idea that you've been given by God does not necessarily line up with the actual place of where you are now in your life, or what happens when that vision turns differently from what it is you want it to be, even though it's still in the will of God. So sometimes we struggle with that as a place in our life, whether this is where God has called us to, if we are in the right place, if these are the right people, is this the right plan? But I wanted to tell you some real, real good help for you today. When God gives us a vision, we work to fulfill it. Sometimes what we want doesn't line up with God's plan. So, suggestion from the Soul Healing Coach, readjust your vision until it lines up with God's word or God's will. So, after you readjust things to align with God's will, things will be seen to become easier or things will begin to line up. Some may be asking, how do I know when I'm outside of what God's will or God's plan is? Well, several things. We have to continuously be in a place where we can receive and understand and learn and grow what it is that we're supposed to be nurturing, living, doing, caring, and breathing. We must become very intentional about readjusting what we believe is God's desired will and plan for our lives. So in order to discern if we're in the right place with the right people, with the right plan, with the right idea, we must first pray, meditate, be still, get the idea, take it all in through all five senses, be okay in the space of not knowing, surrender to the process, and then begin to start again. It is okay to not be sure of where you're supposed to be at this moment, at this time in your life. It is okay to not know if this is God's will, but I will tell you this. If you've been knocking on doors that consistently are closed, that's not God's will. If you've tried to go in a direction, nothing's working out, that may not be God's will. However, that does not mean that it's not God's will for you right now. It just means that it's not until later, or the right people aren't in place, or the right resources are not there. It is possible, however, for us to push through and to make something work that may not be the will of God for our lives. And that's when I tell people what we just did at that moment was we stepped outside of the will of God. Therefore, all given provisions, all given resources, all given people will be something that you create, and it's going to be twice as hard to keep it up and to continue it. And you may find that you're frustrated and that it's not what you intended anyway in the beginning. So let's talk about people. Sometimes when we go and we're trying to build or do or create what God has given us to create through God's will, we meet different people. We get different ideas. We hear different names and we go, oh my gosh, I would love to work with that person. I think this is just the right person for this part of my vision. The question is, did you discern? Did you pray? Did you meditate? Did you seek? Did you ask God? That's very important. You must be intentional about who you have in your life around the time of building your vision, your business, your ministry, or your family, so that you will know that they have your best intentions at hand. Make sure that they have nothing to lose or gain from the opportunity of helping you. If you're exchanging services, that's one thing. Then you must make sure there's a contractual agreement to make sure that can take place, or we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So when we're talking about a plan, sometimes our plan is not God's will. Sometimes we build things out of anger, out of I wish I'd had, out of I hate this or I like that. You got to make sure you have passion, and you got to make sure you have a purpose. You got to make sure you have a mission, and you got to make sure you got a vision. If you have all those things, make sure you sit with God, before God, and in God's presence. Pray, be still, meditate, seek wise counsel before you move forward. This is the Soul Healing Coach. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed life.